This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Hello and Happy New Year from the 7-5 Radio family. Well, how are you doing this joyous 2019?
Well, I'm doing pretty well, considering 2019, like you said. My goodness. Had I known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself.
Yeah,
maybe I'll make it another, to 2029. We'll see.
Right. Or another 60 years.
Well,
and you'd be, 120?
Yeah, make me 120. So, hey, I'd be famous again for something, being the oldest man around.
Right.
We'll see.
But anyways, let's start with what we hate to do. Police Officer Michael Wayne Smith of the Henry County, Georgia Police Department. End of watch, December 28th, 2018. Officer Smith was shot in a struggle with a perp on December the 6th and succumbed to his wounds on the 28th. Fortunately, his killer was shot and killed and will not get three hots in a cot, will not get a trial, will not get liberal lawyers to defend him to the hilt, and will not get Nancy Pelosi to wash his feet. Right. But anyways, speaking of Pelosi... last week we talked about the death of Corporal Ronell Singh from Stanislaus County, California. He's with the Newman Police Department, and what gets me is that Corporal Singh was a legal immigrant. Now, it's no small task to come to this country legally. You got to go jump through hoops because they do that on purpose. But he came to America, became a U.S. citizen, and he took a language class so his English would be easier to understand because Corporal Singh was born in Fiji, but his family is from India. But anyways, he was gunned down by an illegal alien piece of garbage on December 26th of 2018. So, and this should be national headlines. But California Senate representation and incoming Speaker of the House, Representative Nancy Pelosi of California, decried the death of two illegal alien children that was in U.S. custody for various illnesses. Well, they were in the country illegally, obviously, because their parents dragged them all the way from God knows where. And these, Senator Harris, Senator Boxer, and Speaker Pelosi is calling for the investigation into the deaths of these children in U.S. custody. But we all know how this story ends. No calls for condolences for Corporal Singh's family. No calls on why this illegal alien is running around California free. We all know that because California's sanctuary city policy. And no cries to deport illegal alien criminals. And nothing for Corporal Singh and his beautiful family. Now, one of the last pictures of Corporal Singh was with Mrs. Singh and their daughter. Corporal Singh is in his uniform because he's about to go to work. And behind them is a Christmas tree. So, anyways, that's the Democrats for you. They'll cry for immigrants till the cows come home. But, if you're a legal immigrant, become a law enforcement officer and be a productive member of society, they do not care. They just want this garbage coming across so they have more people on the Democratic voter rolls. Walt, what do you think about this situation in California?
It's extremely sad. Extremely sad. That picture that was taken, I guess it was his last known photograph with his, with his family, obviously. That's the kind of a photograph you send out as Christmas cards to your family and friends. And they're never going to be able to send that picture out. Or maybe they should anyway. when next year rolls around, in remembrance of this officer who laid his life down. This illegal immigrant monster was harbored by the rest of his illegal immigrant son of a dog family while he was on the run, while he was being hunted by the police department. This Pelosi thing and, you know, nobody taking any kind of a stand, you know, for police in such a situation is just horrible. They pay more attention to, you know, like you said, unfortunately, these two kids died. They're, you know, innocent kids. Their parents dragged them across, like you said, from God knows where, without food, without water, without any kind of medication or anything to help them through it. These aren't the kind of people that we want inside our borders. You know, the kids, they're you know, innocent, but they're being dragged across to prove a point that their countries suck. Well, you don't come here and make ours suck. You know, stay there and fix yours. We had revolutions. And how many wars have we had to maintain our freedom over the last 250 years, for God's sake?
You know, maybe I don't know. And
a Guatemalan revolution or something. Because it's just, you know, it is awful down there. It's not the best place in the world. But, you know, you got to take a stand and improve it, period.
Right. And like Andrew Wilk likes to say, if you can't have here becoming there with everybody over there coming here. And James Edwards, his famous motto is, you can't have a first world nation with a third world population. And that's why we have a screening process to make sure that these people are not going to come in and just be a burden on our tax rolls, be a burden on the criminal justice system, and be productive members of society. I used to work over at the Dulles Airport and a while back for a short time, and the customs officers called the every night there was a flight coming in from San Salvador. They called it the MS-13 Express because all these guys coming in, they're all tatted from the eyebrows down, and they all had misdemeanor convictions. I asked a customs officer, well, why can't you just turn away? Because they only could turn them away if they have felony convictions, which tells me is that they've been arrested numerous times, probably for felonies, and they probably just pleaded down to misdemeanor, or they committed felonies they have not yet answered for by law enforcement. But that's who we have coming in. Now, Walt, you're the grandparents of immigrants. I'm a grandson of an immigrant. Jim Lancey's a son of immigrants. We know about immigration because our families came here and they were very productive members of society. They blended in, they learned English, they pay taxes, they worked their fingers to the bone. Poor Jim's Lancey's father had to, he didn't have a car. He pushed his tools on a lawnmower to go to work. So anyways, that was the immigration yesteryear. Now it's just every third piece of garbage shooting up cops. All right, another piece of garbage is running for president. We'll talk about that when we come back on 75 Radio.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And this is still 7-5 Radio. Well, you know, Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts is running for president in 2020.
Well, yeah. So I've seen snippets of it on social media. I don't know what she's trying to prove. Is she trying to be the first 0.00099% Native American to become president or something? I don't know.
Right. When she took that test, Donald Trump calls her Pocahontas. She is 1,024% Indian. But DNA tests said Native Europeans have more Indian blood than Elizabeth Warren. But she did a 4-minute video on Twitter, and it was laugh out loud funny. So I'll go through some of her talking points, give you my 2 cents. All right, she says, working families face a much tougher past. Well, if her fellow Democrats in the House and Senate didn't vote for bad legislation such as NAFTA and GATT and allow so many H-1B visa holders and place tariffs on foreign made goods coming to the U.S. and then tax the hell out of the middle class, we would have a vibrant middle class from 40 years ago. Then she says, and families of color face a path that is even rockier and harder by the impact of generations of discrimination. But in the 1964 Civil Rights Act took care of the discrimination part. We got affirmative action quotas, diversity goals, set aside, whatever, to have the workforce reflect the racial makeup of the community, whatever the hell that means. I'd make that up. But the war on poverty is over 50 years old and has a $20 trillion price tag, and it changed nothing. Lots of black people still poor. Black neighborhoods still don't have jobs, married parents, safety, and so forth. And then the factory jobs left, and unskilled labor came in, undercutting low-skilled black labor, and you still have what you have. And then every dangerous neighborhood in America is represented by Democrats. Then she says the middle class is under attack. Yeah, and that's because high Democrat states are pushing out middle-class jobs and middle-class families. And Donald Trump ran on that, and he won the middle class. So then she said billionaires and big corporations wanted a bigger piece of the pie. They enlisted politicians to cut them a bigger slice. But she fails to realize that some of those politicians are Democrats. And then good old President Obama gave billions of dollars in bailouts to companies like AIG and General Motors. and we got absolutely nothing back. And then good liberal companies like Microsoft and Disney want more and more H-1B visa holders so they can replace American labor and pay them much less. And then she says, they crippled unions so no one could stop them. But then labor unions keep making more unreasonable demands for its members while supporting Democrat politicians who support open borders, amnesty, and policies where factories leave and cheap labor enter. Volkswagen and Walmart employees said no to the labor union. And then labor unions also pay big money, just like the Koch brothers, in elections. Then she says, cut their own taxes so they can pay less than secretaries and janitors. And then my thing is, since Democrats love to tax people, the rich and the businesses have left the U.S., it's called the highest capital gains tax in the Western world. Now, all these millionaires and billionaires and corporations, they're putting their money in places like the Cayman Islands. You can't spit without hitting a bank in the Cayman Islands, so because they have almost no capital gains tax, and they have very, very strict banking regulations that we can't take a look. And we are going to turn Washington back to the people. Well, Donald Trump said the exact same. Donald Trump said the exact same thing, and she ridiculed him. And in her time in office, what did she give back? What did she do to give Washington back to the people? Then she says, today corruption is poisoning our democracy. Well, can't argue with this one, but you did mention Bill and Hillary Clinton, Robert Mueller, James Comey, Peter Strzok, Loretta Lynch, or any other Democrats. Then she says, politicians look the other way while big insurance companies deny patients life-saving coverage. Well, that's because the patients can't afford the $900 monthly insurance premiums or the $14,000 deductible before their coverage begins, thanks to Obamacare. And then she also mentioned big banks rip off consumers. Well, big banks also contribute heavily to Democrats. And then she wants us to go on and say, our government is supposed to work for all of us, but instead has been a tool for the wealthy and well-connected. Well, again, Donald Trump said the same thing, and you despise him. I don't recall you doing anything about it either, Senator. Then she says the whole scam is propped up with an echo chamber of fear and hate. And at this time, she's showing all Fox News hosts designed to divide and distract us. Well, the Democrat Party is a party that fears Donald Trump, and they like to divide everybody into groups. And the Democrats hate cops, veterans, whites, men, marriage, Christ, and everything that makes this country great. Hey, so Walt, are you going to pull that lever for Democratic candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren in 2020?
Man, I ain't pulling nothing for that Democratic candidate. You know, she's it's hard to describe people like her. You know, she's an elected official. Yeah, we get that. You know, people have voted her, and yeah, I get that everybody's different. They, you know, they have their own insights on things like that. But with all that Native American stuff last year and the year before, you know, how she's had it so difficult being a Native American, getting into a man's world and in the political fields and stuff, and her insights on, you know, a lot of these politicians that are seeking this presidential bid for 2020 are going to be thrown around those figures in the billions, you know, $5 billion, $10 billion, $20 trillion, $18 trillion. You know, they say those words without any kind of recourse. Man, that's a lot of cash they're talking about. Where in the hell is all this coming from? If she's putting forth these policies that are going to cost trillions of dollars. Well, you know, where's the $5 billion, $10 billion, $20 billion to build the wall? She doesn't mention anything like that. She feels that she is a ancestor of the great tribes of America. And, you know, it's funny that she's taken that stand because half of South America was filled in with Native Americans moving south for warmer and better climates. And, you know, mixed with the Spanish and over a couple of thousand years, this is what we have. Now we have these people coming back up here. And she is all for this nasty migration. She just needs to go away, you know, like the rest of them. She just needs to take a powder and get lost. It's not going to help us. She's not going to help out this country. It doesn't matter. Take it away, because I'm just disgusted with this woman and the way the hell they dig these people up.
Well, they dug them up from the great institutions of America, such as Harvard, Yale, NYU, Columbia. You know, not from the New York City Police Academy, not from a community college. But anyway, she never mentioned anything about building a wall or the influx or onslaught of illegal immigrants coming in. Nothing about the opioid crisis. Nothing of that nature. But you know, she's just another fake, phony, fraud, liberal. And now there's clips of her drinking beer in her kitchen. I was like, okay, big deal. She drinks beer. I drink beer, lots of it. But you know, who cares? Then another clip. She's now riding the train with her husband, going wherever. And I'm like, you don't ride the train to anywhere besides. It looked like a commuter train in the area where she lives in. It doesn't look like anything from down here in D.C.
Yeah. And Congress, I'm riding the elevated train from East New York down New Lodge Avenue to see what kind of a woman she is when she goes through that.
Well, the New Lodge Avenue of your day, not today, because she'll probably see microbrews, coffee shops, and vape stores. But anyways, I hope she gets a nomination, because then Trump will just eviscerate her at the debates. This is 7-5 Radio. Next, we're talking about our buddy Bill de Blasio. Back after this.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back on 7-5 Radio. Man, I just love these bumpers. But, hey, Walt, let's go to our old hometown, the city of New York, the city of our birth. New York City residents have a new option for denoting gender on their birth certificates. The gender is simply X. Allowing the choice of X took effect Tuesday. The measure passed earlier this year in the city council. It allows people to change their birth certificates to X by testing that reflects their, quote, true gender identity, unquote. Parents can also choose X for newborns. This is something Bill de Blasio came up in his infinite wisdom, that you can change the gender on your birth certificate. I guess birth certificates are written in a pencil. This also happened. You can also change your gender or have an X on your birth certificate for gender in California, Oregon, and Washington State. And similar provision takes effect in the Garden State of New Jersey in February. Well, what's your take on this foolishness?
Look, you know this X thing is another ridiculous monster that Bill de Blasio has come up with. Now you can go back, like you said, and go down to City Hall and get a copy of your birth certificate. There's got to be some kind of process to it. I'm not familiar with the process. You can't just go down and say, put an X on my birth certificate. You know, however, it doesn't bother me, you know, to the point where I'm going to string myself up that these people want to identify as the opposite sex, or I guess that's the term. Identify with, isn't that the term they identify as? A man identifies with being a female, therefore he's claiming to be a female. He's a female, or vice versa. You know, it's kind of a little bit, you know, ludicrous. You know, not even talking about stuff out of the Bible or out of the Quran or anything like that. You know, if you want to identify yourself as, if you're a man, as a woman, man, go ahead. I don't care. But this thing with changing your birth certificate to, and then answering on job applications, you know, are there going to be X's on job applications, or guys going to just check the female thing or put an X in there to show that they were a man, now they're identifying as a woman? You know, I got a half a mind to go and change my birth certificate and say I'm African American. That's how I identify myself if I want to. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I mean,
I think, you know, that you know, with all this stuff changing on birth certificates, remember that chick that was with the NAACP or something?
Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah. Right. you know, if she identifies to being an African American, and that's allowable to change your gender on your birth certificate, change your nationality origin, and she could get her job back. Am I right? So, you know,
yeah.
You want to change it to something, I'll change it to black. I'll change my thing to black. You know, I got skin pale like the bottom of a fish. Fish belly white, my father used to call it. But if I identify myself as an African American, you know, maybe I could have been a sergeant in the New York City Police Department, because, you know, back in the 80s, you know, the African American population, the ones who didn't pass the sergeant test, got the big curve and became sergeants over white and other you know, Latinos and stuff. They became sergeants because they were African American. You know, maybe there's an advantage to that. But changing your birth certificate because you identify as being person with female intentions or female needs, you know, then now we're going to refer back to that video that went ballistic this past week of this person was called a sir, and he identifies as a ma'am, and, you know, just blew its stack throughout the store and then wanted to, you know, listen, you know.
Let's back up real quick. Tell them the whole story about, like, what the dude, I mean, it was a dude, what it looked like in the video game store. It's the funniest thing on YouTube right now.
If I walk into a store, you know, and because I've been shaving my head for like 5 or 6 years, but my hair was pretty thick and long and I wore it in a ponytail. If I walked into a store wearing a pink shirt, which I wear sometimes, it's not because I'm gender weird. It's because I wore a pink shirt and go to a GameStop and the guy called me ma'am, man, he'd be spitting out chiclets for the next month. So, it's gotten to the point where you can't say anything. You can't address somebody with their gender. You can't say thank you, sir, or thank you, ma'am. You just say thank you. And that's it. And just leave it at that, because you might say the wrong thing. You know, I just don't get it. And they're getting so upset about it. It's not the way to become familiar in a society that is trying to accept all these different variations of what you want to be or see yourself as. That's not the way to do it. It should be a little bit more subtle. But you go back to Bill de Blasio saying, okay, put an X there if you're see yourself as a different gender. You know, I said on Twitter the other day, until you get your prostate out, your stack taken off, and your Johnson cut out, you know, you're a man. And guess what? If that all happens, you're still a dude. You know, and now you're going to have these gender identifying men as women wanting to go to women's prisons when they get pinched. I know through my own experience, if there's a gender bender that is going to a male prison and has had the surgery, he's designated as a male with a mutilated penis. That's it. It's not a man with a vagina. You're a man with a mutilated penis. It doesn't matter if you flip it over and flop it over to make it look like a vagina, a girl. It's still a man with a mutilated penis. And, you know, and believe me, you know, I don't like these pictures in my head, but I've seen these guys going to jail when I was going to prison. You know, they come from all over New York State to go into downstate to get classified. And that's how they're classified. So maybe they should put that on the birth certificate. I'm a male with a mutilated penis. I don't know. It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. I can't see spending so much time on this. You know, just go about your business. If you want to put down female, put down female on an application. You want to put down African-American and you're from Ireland and, you know, you're Irish, go ahead, put it down if you want to. Because if nobody can say, no, you can't identify as an African-American because your last name is O'Brien. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, you can do right. Whatever you want these days. You know, the Constitution isn't going to get, you know, redone anytime soon. You have your rights, and go ahead, do it. But don't shove it down my throat, so to speak, because that's what you want. And that was Walter Yerkes' morning rant. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but back to this GameStop, you have to take a look at the video. The guy, he looked like he's a Marine infantry or a Navy SEAL. He's just tall, broad shoulders, very long arms, big man hands. I think you can see the hair on his hands. And just he's got that chiseled chin. You see like a Dick Tracy or like a other like movie right. stars. All man. And just, he is the worst looking tranny or whatever they call him these days. And he's got a deep voice, deeper than yours or mine. He's like, how dare you call me, sir? I mean, it's like a Jim Carrey. I thought it was like something from like a Funny or Die or something like that. It's just funny, but it's just wacky. And then, you know, we allow this stuff going on. Meanwhile, our borders are just wide open. You know, people from back in the Middle Ages, they want to do damage to us. They want to take over America. So, you know, with but they're not going to do it. Well, Trump's in office, thank God. But it's like Bob Grant used to say, it's sick and getting sicker. And like Michael Savage said it best, liberalism is a mental disorder. And I just don't want these. Here's the thing. If you want to dress up, if you're a dude, big dude like me or Walter, and you want to dress up like a chick, go ahead, do it, but do it behind closed doors. I mean, I don't want these my kids seeing this foolishness. Like, I got one living next to me right now. But anyways, we'll be back with whatever we got left on this the first episode of 2019 on 7.5 Radio. Take it away, Eric Clapton.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is 7.5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
You know, one of my wishes for 2019 is that the original lineup of Yes, of John Anderson, Bill Wakeman, Steve Howe, a couple other cats. Unfortunately, Chris Squire passed away a couple years ago in 2017, would come back, do one last tour. This is the 50th anniversary, actually 51st year of Yes being in together, but you know, it's sad, like, you get a band like Yes, they make, you know, great music, but they just can't get it together. But anyways, well, It's our last segment, the hodgepodge of stuff. I got a couple of things. I'll turn it over to you so I can enjoy this good coffee. As you know, Walt, we have a government shutdown going on. Donald Trump wants $5 billion out of a $2-plus trillion budget to build a wall. Now, we spend over $100 billion a year in illegal aliens. So, I mean, it's the cost effectiveness of the wall is ridiculous. But Nancy Pelosi went on MSNBC and said, no wall, no nothing. So good for her. But anyways, while government employees were on a furlough this holiday season, Nancy Pelosi felt your pain at a high-end Hawaiian resort during the holidays. And as you all know, I drive for Uber, and I could say my earnings are way down since the shutdown. So anyways, it's kind of depressing, but you know what? I'd rather have the wall than make a whole bunch of money for Uber and have the tax man take it away. And also in other immediate news, recently The Blaze and CRTV or Conservative Review Television, merged. I think Glenn Beck's organization just bought out CRTV, which is hemorrhaging money, and they renamed it Blaze TV, but they should keep it CRTV or Conservative Radio and Television. The Blaze, after they merged this crappy merger of two media, who gives a craps? they dropped some of their talent, which include Gavin McGinnis and Michelle Malkin, who are probably the most conservative personalities on either network. So, but anyways, you got two crappy networks coming together, calling it The Blaze. They get rid of their best talent, and Andrew Wilkow still has a job. But in even better news, Verizon, which got on the cable game with their Fios programming or their Fios television, decided to drop The Blaze because they felt The Blaze was asking way too much money to put their network on their system. So anyways, Blaze bought this crappy channel, and they have two crappy channels just down to one, and then they get pulled off one of the biggest cable systems in the United States. So I'm look for The Blaze to continue going nowhere fast. Well, any comments or anything on your mind this first show of 2019?
You know, not really. This past week, since New Year's Day, you know, we have this, you know, we talked about this Bill de Blasio X Factor, I'm going to call it now. you know, we got the trannies, because I don't know, transgender, transsexual, transvestite stuff. You know, it's confusing, you know, to people that don't know what sort of operation that they're looking for, or they're not looking for an operation, or they just want to buy, you know, triple X ladies clothes so they can, you know, get dressed up. And shoes must be a real bitch for guys my size, you know. You know, I wear 13 and a half, so I don't know if that comes in a red pump or what. I don't know. I'm not going to look into it. I saw something the other day, and damn, I can't remember what the hell it was about. Oh, I know what it was. Just real quick. On Netflix, there's this show called The Staircase. It's a documentary about a guy's murder trial. They accuse him of you know, killing his wife. And it, you know, it went on for 15 years. You know, he finally pled like a no contest, or no, he took an Alford plea, which means you just simply state, you know, I'm pleading out because, you know, the state has enough to convict me. He was convicted once, and it was overturned, and he was out. Anyway, the guy was bisexual, and it came up. And that was allowed in the court, that he was having affairs with men and stuff like that. But my point to this is that back then in 2003, during his trial, people were actually laughing out loud in the courtroom when his bisexuality came up. Now, if you do that in a courtroom today, you will be held in contempt or asked to leave. And if you don't leave, you'll be held in contempt. So, you know, the changes that our country and our society is going through are, you know, okay. I mean, you know, look, you had the women's get their vote, you know, 100 years ago, and, you know, equal rights to the African-American community, you know, segregation and all that. And, you know, you just go back in history, every 10 years there's something new. And it's something that, you know, my kids are going to have to get used to, something your kids are going to have to get used to. So, you know, you mentioned earlier that, you know, your kids are seeing this stuff on social media and in the schools. So, you know, instead of saying the Pledge of Allegiance, now they're talking about, you know, gender bending in schools, because you have students that gender bend now, you know, the 8-year-old
boys, oh, yeah,
acting like girls, you know, and now the school has to take a stand and say, okay, you know, you can't bully these people. They are who they are. They're individuals. Like, you have red hair, you have blonde hair, you have green eyes, you have blue eyes, and he wants to be a girl. And they're comparing it to be the same thing. And it's really not. And these kids are going to get, you know, bullied because of that. Is it wrong? You know, it's people going to be on the fence with this. And I'm glad my kids are out of school. I don't have to deal with that mess. You know, I'm concerned about people like you. You have two small children. They're going to be going to school in a big city. And guess what? You know, in the next 10, 15 years, you're going to have unless we already do, and I don't know about it, a gender bender in the political arena somewhere, whether it's Congress or the Senate. And you know what? They're going to freaking win because of their gender bending, not because they have any brains or help the community. It's going to be, hey, let's vote him or her in, whatever it's going to be.
Let's vote it in office.
Yeah, let's vote him in. You know, he's a gender bender. You know, he used to be a guy. We had a captain in the last prison I was in. As a matter of fact, I know he or she was on a television show. Gender bent, went and had the surgery and everything. You know, hormones and everything. And it was a captain in the jail I was in Watertown Correctional Facility. I can't remember what show it was on. Maybe it was Donahue way back then, you know, and it was a dude. I mean, and if you looked at this person in the face behind the lipstick and the rouge and the eye makeup, it's a dude, you know, structurally it's a dude, but he wouldn't have everything done. And, you know, I'm talking 25 years ago now. And they had to put him listed as a woman for his job. He changed from man to woman. So, you know, it's not nothing new, but it's more because of the social media thing now. It's more apparent because of the social media. And, you know, it's a good thing that social media is there so everybody can see this. And it's a place for people to put their opinions, you know, like you and me.
Right. But on that note, you know, I do have two small children. I'm in the so-called suburban school district. But I had to watch everything my daughter brings home. Like, for instance, during a Christmas season, she learned, her class taught her everything about different holidays and different people except Christmas. Luckily, they talked about the Mexicans, and they do celebrate Christmas, but that was it. But in terms of why we celebrate Christmas, what's Christmas about? Nothing. So, and then the school district I live in, they have one of these transgendered students. Luckily, he or she or it or whatever is in high school. But I asked the principals point blank, it's like, what if you get one of these kids that, you know, they're born one thing, they wanted to born a male and they identify as a female and they have to use the facilities. And luckily this guy is from Midwest and he says, well, we're going to put them in the nurse's bathroom. So I said, all right, good. So, I mean, parents, when you send your kids to school, don't just say, all right, good, kids are out, I can go, you know, go to work or do whatever. You need to be heavily involved. That's how, because that shows that people who are not involved, what they get away with. Because you have all these people running for your local school boards that don't have children, and they want to bring the radical homosexual agenda because they want your kids. But anyways, Walt, on that note, we're going to ride off into the sunset, right off in the daylight. But this is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 75 Radio. Check us out at 75 Radio. That's 75radio.org or 75radio.wordpress.com. Be safe, everybody.
James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.